Marjorie Dannenfelser, Democrats' impeachment blues and abortion extremism are connected. By Marjorie Dannenfelser on December 12, 2019. What a Christmas to have the blues, for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler and House Democrats trying to impeach the president. As they rolled out their charges against President Trump on Tuesday, looking like joyless carolers, a new poll arrived showing every Democratic presidential contender losing to him in three crucial 2020 battleground states. Voters haven't only had enough of Democrats' sustained attempt to undo the 2016 election. They are repulsed by the opposition party's extremism on abortion and infanticide. The two things are more than tangentially connected. With a mandate from the people, President Trump has governed as the most effective pro-life president in history. Immediately on taking office, he expanded the Mexico City policy so that American tax dollars aren't funneled to groups that promote abortion overseas. He has shown extraordinary leadership on conscience rights, protecting pro-life institutions and healthcare workers from being coerced to participate in abortion. His administration accomplished something no other has managed and stopped taxpayer funding of the abortion industry through the Title X family planning program. When the Protect Life rule went into effect earlier this year, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business, dropped out of Title X rather than comply, forfeiting nearly $60 million a year. President Trump has done all this and more, but in no area has he made more significant or lasting progress than in his shaping of the courts. His nominees now make up one quarter of judges serving on the United States Circuit Courts of Appeals. A reporter for the liberal website Vox even paid the president a compliment this week, based solely on objective legal credentials. Ian Millhiser wrote, "The average Trump appointee has a far more impressive resume than any past president's nominees. There is simply no recent precedent for one president having such a transformative impact on the courts." In contrast, Democrats in Congress have worked continually to undermine the president's pro-life policies, pushing an agenda so radical only a tiny sliver of the American public can stomach it. They've vowed to repeal the Hyde Amendment, long-standing policy that has saved more than 2.25 million lives, and forced taxpayers to pay for abortion on demand through birth. In both the House and the Senate, they've blocked compassionate legislation to protect babies who survive abortions, despite more than 80 requests from House Republicans to hold a vote. They've tried to obstruct outstanding cabinet and judicial nominees, hitting bottom with their smear campaign against Brett Kavanaugh. Weeks before he could even be confirmed, leading presidential candidates were calling for his impeachment, notice a theme. Afterward, activist lawyer Deborah Katz admitted the potential erosion of the Supreme Court's abortion precedents was a motivating factor. And let's be clear, it still is, perhaps the biggest motivator of all. Democrats' abortion extremism extends to their selection of impeachment witnesses. In the firestorm over Pamela Karlan's dig at the president's son, her long history of abortion activism received scant attention. Days earlier, she signed onto a brief arguing that Louisiana's Unsafe Abortion Protection Act, a law requiring reasonable health and safety standards for abortion facilities that passed by overwhelming bipartisan majorities, should be struck down. Previously, she joined Sarah Weddington, lead attorney of Roe v. Wade infamy, in defense of the abortion industry in Planned Parenthood v. Casey. Constitutional scholar Noah Feldman, who testified in favor of impeachment, is likewise outspoken on abortion. His numerous op-eds on the question, at Bloomberg Opinion and elsewhere, line up in support of the Democrats' no-limits position. The Democrats' contempt for the people and thirst for power was revealed in Congressman Al Green's comment, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get re-elected. If President Trump wins in 2020, control of the courts will slip further and further from the abortion lobby's grasp, returning the power to protect unborn children and their mothers to the people, where it belongs." Clearly, the stakes are higher than ever. President Trump understands, more than once he has said to me, "When they attack me, they're attacking you, the voters." Since summer, SBA List's pro-life ground team has visited the homes of hundreds of thousands of voters, including persuadable Democrats, independents, and other moderates, to inform and mobilize them to get to the polls in 2020. "Our goal is to make 4 million visits across key battleground states by Election Day. As Democrats' extremism is exposed, it won't be stockings full of coal they need to worry about but defeat at the ballot box. Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the National Pro-Life Group Susan B. Anthony List.